You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's time for a trending report as we keep you in the know about what's going on around the world and up your block. We'll keep snow in the forecast today. It's supposed to end later on this afternoon. Starting to taper off in some parts already. And then another chance of snow will move in on Wednesday. So you got that to look forward to. Hey, hundreds of flights were delayed. Dozens canceled yesterday out at DIA. And it had nothing to do with weather. It was an issue with the baggage system. Man, this brings back memories for those of us who remember when DIA first opened. And that baggage system out there that they had at the time was an absolute nightmare. Only it was like throwing bags all over
awesome.
The place.
It was tearing them open, if I recall. It was shredding bags.
Yeah, there was
bags.
Like underwear hanging from the rafters and stuff like that. Anyway, they finally got it worked out, but it didn't matter. The damage was done, and there were so many flights delayed and canceled yesterday, but they think they've got it, fixed again. Not only that, but to add to the woes, the FAA grounded all of the 737 MAX planes again. Jeremy, what the heck happened?
Yeah, 100 of them were grounded because a hole broke open in one of them in midair, mid-flight. It was on Friday, and Alaska Airlines returned to Portland, Oregon, soon after takeoff because the refrigerator-sized hole, what they're calling it is the mid-cabin door plug, don't you know? It's the optional emergency exit, and it just whoosh, got sucked right off the plane. So, you know, it obviously depressed. Pressurized and the oxygen masks dropped. Landed safely though, crew and passengers all fine. They say if you're living in Oregon, keep an eye out though because they still can't find the piece of the plane.
Oh no, actually, there's an update. Somebody did they find it?
Okay, good.
It was found by a school teacher in his backyard.
Okay, good. Okay,
he's like, look at this.
That could have killed somebody easily. So that's good. Does he get to keep it? Finders keepers?
I know. Don't you wish?
I'd
just
keep it.
Just set it up as like a piece of artwork.
I'd turn it into a coffee table.
Now it's officially 7 straight losing seasons for our Denver Broncos. God, 7 losing seasons
in
a row.
It's really bad. Yeah.
They lost their final game of the season to the Raiders. So they finished 8-9. Now the players get a nice long vacation.
That's right. Go relax.
The NFL playoffs are set. All I know is my Packers are in, the youngest team in NFL history to make the postseason. That's pretty exciting. And then more football tonight. Do your hut. Tonight it's the College Football National Championship game. The Michigan Wolverines and the Washington Huskies. Go Blue. The Nuggets got back to their winning ways, but it's not really something to crow about, Jeremy, because the team they beat, the Detroit Pistons, are 3-33.
Oh, easy
think
win.
About that. They've played 36 games. They've won 3 of them.
Well, if you were the Broncos, you would have lost that game.
Right. We'll take the W, I guess. So there's ice on the roads and ice on the floor of Ball Arena for tonight. The Avalanche are hosting a good team. The Boston Bruins are around. We've noticed that over the last, 2 years, we've been having to hit the dump button a little bit more often. That's what we have to do anytime somebody curses on our show. Well, now linguistic experts are out saying that swearing has actually just become more widely acceptable.
Oh, good.
And people say they use it for social bonding.
Absolutely.
I kind of agree. The thing about cursing for me is I'm not impressed when it's gratuitous and just over the top. To me, it has to be a well-placed and well-timed curse word.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way?
Sure,
Like, I don't drop it every other line, but there's just times where it works perfectly.
Yeah.
Well, we got some good news for now anyway. You know, we've been talking over the last couple of years about how there are certain viruses and stuff that are becoming immune to antibiotics, and that's a little scary, right? Well, now over in Switzerland, they say they have created a new antibiotic that works on drug-resistant bacteria.
Hooray!
They say it's the first one of its kind in over half a century. So how long will it take for the bacteria to develop an immunity against
this? Sure, yeah. It's just a matter of time. And then I'll just
but at least we've got something for now, so that's good.
I was reading a story this morning about being sick, and they surveyed, like, you know, thousands of people, and, you know, who do you go to for your wellness answers? And you would think, like, a doctor was on there or WebMD, but, like, an overwhelming amount of people said they just go and talk to their parents about how they're feeling and use remedies that grandmama had back in the day, and that, you know, kicks it a lot of times. Just the old school remedies. I know my mom, anytime I'm sick, oolong tea. She tells me, drink the oolong tea. If you have anything, if you severed an arm off, drink the oolong tea. It'll come back.
There's probably something to that.
Probably something to it. It's because she drank it once when she was sick and then got better, and now it's like everything.
Right. It's like you getting sick that one time you ate fish, and so you immediately decried.
I'm allergic to fish.
That you're allergic to fish.
I just need to drink some oolong tea.
I have gotten on the turkey tail mushroom train because that helped me get over a cold faster than anything ever.
There you go.
Golden Globes were last night, if anybody cares. Does anybody care? If Ricky Gervais isn't hosting it, I don't care.
Joe Coy hosted, and he is horrible. Horrible comedian. Not good at all.
Bring back Ricky. Oppenheimer won for Best Drama. Drama series on TV, Succession, so... There was some sort of joke made about Taylor Swift.
Oh,
what was that?
I have it. Do you want to hear it? Let me turn the computer on. Here you go.
Welcome back. And as you know, we came on after a football doubleheader. The big difference between the Golden Globes and the NFL, on the Golden Globes, we have fewer camera shots of Taylor Swift. I swear. There's just more to go to here. Sorry about that.
So, yeah, all the Swifties are mad this morning because of that. She was there. Like she shot him a dirty look, and you could tell it was staged.
I think she was playing along.
It was staged, yeah.
Yeah, she was playing along, and it was really good. Like, she sipped her wine and gave him the, you know, the evil eye.
Stupid joke.
What else is trending?
Well, the Consumer Electronics Show starts tomorrow in Vegas.
And we didn't go
again. Another year that we didn't make it out there to this show.
I swear for a decade, we said we were going to go out there, and we've never done it.
Well, it starts tomorrow. I mean, I could bounce this afternoon. It'd be there. We'll see. We'll see if I'm here tomorrow. And they say that we have now reached peak laziness with one of the items there at the show. It's from Kohler, the bathroom brand. They're pushing a new bidet that connects to your Alexa or your Google Home that offers voice-activated butt washing. Hey, Alexa, wash my butt. And when she's done washing your booty, you can ask her to turn on the drying feature to dry you off as well. If you're interested in this device, it's the PureWash E930, which retails for the low price of $2,100, probably $2,200 after taxes.
So it just saves you from having to hit a button.
Yeah, I guess so. It's completely hands-free. They've got another, that's just for the bidet. They've got a full toilet option there that's over $11,000 with installation. And it also has surround sound speakers with it. So I don't know why you would need that when you're doing your business. But I guess, you know, if you're sitting on the toilet watching YouTube videos, then you've got now fully encompassing surround sound while you're doing the do. Michael Bolton, that no-talent ass clown, is in trending this morning. Get this, Dom. He was scheduled to head out on tour next month, but has been forced to cancel because he had to go in for emergency surgery to remove a brain tumor. Michael Bolton had a brain tumor. They say they discovered it just before the holidays. They immediately rushed him in. Looks like they got it all out. And he's online now this morning thanking his incredible medical team. The surgery was a success, thanking the friends and family. And now he's just going to lay low and recover, and then he'll be back out blowing that, what is it, a saxophone before you know
it. No, he's a singer. You're thinking of Kenny G.
Oh, you're right. I'm thinking of Kenny G. Well, he's still a no-talent ass clown.
I got to tell you a little inside. I'm going to be publishing a memoir pretty soon about my years in radio, and there's a story in there about Michael Bolton, and I left it in, then took it out, then put it back in, took it out, I can't decide, and now I'm wondering if I should pull it out of there simply because he's suffering with a brain tumor thing. Because there's a story about how he was one of the worst experiences ever with listeners at a concert.
Oh, yeah, probably should.
So maybe I should take it out.
That's right. He's saying, how am I supposed to live without you when a man
loves
a woman?
Yeah, he's a singer.
Yes, that's right.
Listen, when I started on this station, we were playing a lot of Michael Bolton.
Let's bring it back. Let's bring Michael Bolton back.
Somehow I survived and powered through.
How am I supposed to live without you?
You know, if I had known you were going to be talking about
him,
I would have.
What's the Live Without You clip? For 7 seconds. What is that? Is that the hook from that song?
Probably
dare we play it? That's the guy we all know and love. There he is. God, it's so cheesy. That it's good. What else is going on? Somebody's asking.
I love how you confused him with Kenny G.
I know, I did. Well, they both have the long hair.
Because they have similar hair.
The similar hair threw me off. Yeah.
It's funny.
I know, right? Play those guys back to back. Oh, God. You're headless.
Can you imagine Kenny G playing on a Michael Bolton song?
You'll get your own tumor. Oh, too soon.
It's like a black hole will open up and swallow the planet.
It'll just suck you right in. What else is going on? You're talking about the worst emojis you can use at work. I don't know if anybody cares about that. Peach emoji's on the list. The beer mug emoji. Middle finger emoji. It's all obvious stuff. The eggplant emoji. Don't use that at work. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. There's a new study out this morning. There's an IUD that is now 99% effective for dudes. 99% of affecting of blocking sperm. There, I said it. Coming down the vas deferens and leaving the body. Yes, the whole thing. It's called ADAM. ADAM. I'm sure it stands for something. They say it's 99% effective though. So no adverse effects were noted, and the procedure may be available to the public by 2027. So where did the little spermies go then? Where did they go?
To a Michael Bolton concert.
If they're not coming down, I mean, where did they take a left turn somewhere? And
don't you wonder where they go
liver?
After you have to get a snip snip? I mean,
no,
they're in there.
They're just hanging out in one spot. They just don't go anywhere, right?
They're just all chilling, drinking beer.
They're just all chilling in there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
Facebook's where you can find us, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. A couple things you can go check out on there. Speaking of the man parts, some Kmart candles are making headlines. There's not any Kmarts left in Colorado, is there?
I don't think so.
But anyway, these pictures
I didn't know
are,
there were any left anywhere.
These pictures are everywhere this morning because there's a candle there that they're selling that looks like body parts. And you can look at it this morning and giggle. And you can also take a look at a video that I posted of a lady's donkey that likes to go wild over rubber chicken squeak toys. And it's the cutest thing you're going to see all day and the most annoying thing you're going to see all day. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.